This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I am not a fan of interactive voice response. I'm even less a fan of any company that doesn't pick up my call, or that if they miss my call, they don't even know to call me back. I know in some ways, I'm like many contemporary consumers. I am the consumer from hell. Respond to me and respond to me yesterday. My guest this afternoon is someone whose company has to deal with lots of customers, a lot of consumers. He is Stephen Liu, CEO of Readpast. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Lim.
Stephen, tell us what Readpast does.
Well, Readpast has been around since 1985. You know, we have grown since then, and this is our 28 years or so, you know, in the business.
What is it you do?
We do specifically, you know, in pest management.
Meaning
you getting rid of pests.
You go into people's homes and you spray.
Absolutely.
Are you strictly commercial or retail? Meaning you do for commercial customers only, or you go into homes?
Well, we do for both, you know, both commercial, retail, even industrial. We do, yeah. It's quite widespread, yeah.
How big is your customer base?
We have, you know, a customer base maybe about 15 to 20,000, you know, client base in Klang Valley and then in Johor Bahru.
Are these the only two areas that
you... main time, that's right. We plan to move out, you know, to the major city in the near future.
I'm aware that you have implemented a particular system to respond to your customers. Now, what business issue were you facing that you needed to implement this system?
Well, in our business, very important is we actually test and measure, you know, every segment. And in particularly, you know, in terms of customer service, where customer call in, we want to be sure that the customer receive immediate customer service. And we want to make sure that they are attended promptly.
On a daily basis, how many calls do you get?
Well, on an average, I think we should have about, you know, at least about 100 calls or so.
Did you at any time track how many calls you were receiving into your call centers?
Yes. No, in fact, for the past maybe like 15 years or so, we have every track that comes in, you know, and we have actually recorded.
So this was done manually?
Manually and in the computer. And there, you know, we know exactly, you know, who attended to it, you know, what's the call about, whether it's a complaint, whether it's a new prospect. So we actually do a detailed recording on it.
When these calls came in to your call center, you had people managing this. How big is your call center?
We have ranged from two, the main person, then the backup, another two more person, just in case, you know, for some reason that two are not able to take care of the call, you know, it will immediately transfer to another two backup.
It seems to me you already had a system to kind of manage incoming calls. Why did you need to kind of put in another system?
Well, what we did not know is that, you know, we have put in a recording system just in case that we wanted to record, you know, after office hour. And we began to find that the customer do not leave messages, you know, neither on the nighttime, you know, or even during weekend. We do know that there are customers that call in and they is recorded, but they didn't leave any contact on that.
So in other words, you couldn't contact them. So your call centers only operated during office hours?
Yes, exactly.
So on weekends or after office hours, when somebody calls in, you do record the calls,
right,
but not always that the customer would leave a number.
Exactly.
How was that impacting your business?
Well, you know, once we know that when the customer call in, definitely there is a specific reason they call us. It could be complaint, it could be, you know, feedback, or some kind of wanting to schedule their service, or even they want to engage us. And here we are losing calls, and we think that all these calls to us is money, and these are our client, and they are really important to us. We really hate, you know, to lose them. Yeah.
So you were getting calls, but you were recording them. So either people called in and they didn't leave a number, but were you also getting somebody calling in during the daytime, during the office hours, but they were not getting through? Were you able to capture that information?
Well, that is something that we could not. You know, sometimes for some reason, if all the lines are just engaged, what will happen, you know, is that it will just gone to missed call. So that's the reason why we, you know, invested into this Avanza. You know, it's a latest way they can capture all this incoming call, including this missed call.
There were calls coming in,
yes,
you were not aware of. So there were also calls that were missed because people were not at their stations, I suppose.
Yes, right. Or it could be they're engaged, you know. So it came through and we just missed a call.
And that all have business impact.
Exactly.
Coming up, what does RITPASS do to ensure that there's always a response to a customer's call and the impact on the business? My guest this afternoon is Stephen Liu, CEO of RITPASS. We've been talking about how his company has implemented a system to capture calls coming into their call center. Sometimes they have missed calls in the past, sometimes they have calls coming in, but without the information of the caller. This is Resource Center on BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Resource Center on BFM 89.9. My guest this afternoon is Stephen Liu, CEO of RITPASS. This is a company that provides pest control services for homes and commercial sites. So communication for your company is very important, communication from your clients. Now, in implementing this system, what has happened so far?
Well, we got this since towards middle of August, and then, you know, it really rolled out. So we have tracked the last 4 months, recording was really good. We have something like a missed call of 645 call. So that means it's about 161 per month and 6 missed call a day, you know. So to us, this is a big number. And then that also immediately, you know, we have to find way to ensure that how during the daytime, you know, that we can minimize the missed call, that we should attend to it, you know. So the phone system must make available, there will be some prompting, you know, if these are engaged, it will jump to another call. So in that way, we are able to track and minimize the daytime so that there won't be missed calls, that we can attend to them. But those that it's missed, you know, during the nighttime, you know, where we are not working, so immediately the next morning, we are able to attend to it. So the big, big number.
Now, when somebody calls in and after office hours, again here, you don't have anybody attending to the live calls. So you capture the phone numbers, but do you always know like what they are calling about?
No, we do not know.
Do you know who has called you and from where?
Yeah, we do not know, but at least we call bank, which is a handphone, you know, you reach directly to the person, and the customer is so surprised that, you know, I didn't leave any message, you know, and how did you know? So yes, we captured it, you know, and we have this system, and they were really, really surprised.
Pleasantly surprised, I suppose.
That's right.
How else would they respond to that? When you call them back, they're pleasantly surprised. What do they say to you? Like you just said, they didn't leave a phone number, you contacted them. How did they?
Well, I suppose, you know, the kind of reaction is they didn't expect you to call back because they didn't leave any message. But now that you did, I think it kind of, you exceed, you know, the customer expectation. And they, you know, that when you start taking their names and, you know, the detail, they were really, really very satisfied with it. You know, that we are going a little bit more extra mile kind of to help them.
So this is all part of the improvement to customers'
exactly.
relationship management.
Absolutely.
You get calls coming in to inquire, and in the past, like you say, you have used calls coming in from your ads and all that. By using this kind of way of getting calls in, how are you able to kind of distinguish how hot these leads are?
Well, you know, we have recorded from this system that we use, we have about 3.2. That means out of every 10 call came through, 3.2 are converted. So which is about 32%, which is pretty good. So we are able to actually track, you know, all our media, every source of marketing. We know exactly what is the conversion rate. That's, and in this case, it's 3.2, which is fantastic.
Compared to, in the past, you did press ads and all that. What's the conversion rate there?
Well, there are, for instance, if you have paper, like we have something like 70%, you know, which is
conversion rate. Oh, that's very good.
It's very high, yeah. So, but here, even though it's 3.2, which was lost, you know, last time, but now we have 3.2. That is a pretty farewell amount inside.
Except that with this conversion, I mean, they are the ones that come knocking on your door, as
right.
opposed to without having you spend any money to kind of draw them in.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Yeah. What other impacts have you seen on account of this deployment?
A lot of that call that came through, maybe 2 out of 6 call that came through are, you know, asking for scheduling of services. But out of that 6, 4 of them call for a inquiry. They're really keen, you know, to find out more about the business and more about the services and all that. And from there, you know, we are able to convert it to become sales. And we have greatest impact is, you know, the ROI. We have at least about 5.5 up to date. So which
how do you measure that? How do you measure your ROI?
Well, it's very simple. We how we invest the amount, and you know, in return, how much sales we got. When you divide it, you know, you get your ROI. And we also know what is our cost of acquisition. You know, to acquire a client, you know, it only costs us about 61 ringgit. So we actually know how effective is this marketing investment is all about compared with all other media.
Before, how much did it cost you to acquire a new customer?
Well, that's very interesting. I mean, on an average, if you go on a media, we are talking about anything about 300 ringgit, you know, to acquire. But all, it means all this year, we have been missing this out. And just, you know, for us to invest, to acquire a client, 61 ringgit, I think this is a really good deal.
And you're acquiring customers merely through their calling you rather than you are reaching out to them in any specific way.
Absolutely. You see here, you know, you invest money, you know, into marketing, into invest, you know, into advertising. And here the calls come through. And how can it be that you just miss them? You know, they are coming into your net and just allowing them to flow out. And so that's a real bad thing.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, in terms of advertising, you're literally going knocking on doors, right? Here, with the phone calls coming in, they are knocking on your door saying, I want your service or I want to inquire about your service.
Yes, right. Lim, yeah, you are absolutely right. Yeah.
It's a different way of acquiring customers.
Exactly.
How has that impacted your sales team?
Well, I think this is another, you know, immediately more leads, you know, our salespeople. And where we have all this while did not get an opportunity. Here you are talking about 4 calls on the average a day, which is quite a lot, you know. So that is definitely an immediate increase in their sales for them, and of course increase in commission for our salespeople. And they are more motivated as they see more leads are coming through.
In terms of customer relationship management, this has become a part of it. How important is customer relationship management?
Well, you know, being a service industry, you know, this is really, really important. And we want to make sure that, you know, we want to put in place that everything, you know, that we relate to the customer, the whole experience, you know, in every touch point, it has to be a wonderful experience, you know, from the first time when they call through, in a right through when the service is performed, and you know, in terms of even our invoicing, the way we do the contract, they must have good experience in it. I think this is very important, because the very first part of it, you know, they call us, a first impression already bad, you know. So I think we need to see how we can actually minimize it and ensure that, you know, the customer service is excellent at all times.
So based on this, you don't miss any calls, and do your customers always receive a callback?
All the time, you know, in this regard. In the previous, we do not have any track. We do not know that there was such missed call. So with this system, it really helped us to pinpoint at it, you know. So I think this is a fantastic investment. And I think with what we have, it really helped us, you know, in our customer service. Another one more important part is that all this are pre-recorded.
Meaning what?
Meaning the conversation between the customer and our staff are all recorded.
Uh-huh.
So that helps us also to get back and to see, you know, whether our customer, you know, are giving the right information. And that will also help in further training if they needed to be. So that is a good benchmark for us, you know, to find way, you know, how, you know, we can train our staff to do better all the time.
So because of the recordings, this has become a tool for training people in the call centers.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Stephen Liu, CEO Redpest. Having a telephone number or a call center into which your customer can call into, but will only get a response if someone on the other end happens to pick up the call, may be the standard operating procedure. But customers are more demanding. If you don't pick up my call, chances are I'll find another service provider who will. This is Resource Center, and I'm Lim Soon Heng on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.